Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Wish me luck today. I might not make it out alive.
What's going on?
Ryder, how could you forget? I'm having
Happy birthday.
No, it's not my birthday.
Okay.
I'm having serious surgery today.
Oh. Okay.
What?
You're getting a mole removed.
I'm getting more than one.
Okay.
It's a very invasive procedure.
I don't think it is. Usually invasive surgeries are considered like a heart transplant. Which, if that was the case, I wouldn't have forgot it. I would have probably been very prepared with like a oof, good luck gift.
Oof? Thanks for being optimistic.
About a surgery you're not having. Yeah, you're getting some moles removed.
I am.
Can I pick a few?
I'm sorry?
Well, I was just wondering, like, how are you deciding which ones Which ones go?
Like the ones I don't like.
The one on your forehead is the most
distracting. There is none on my forehead. Get out of here. Anyway, I am sick of people like mid-convo saying that mole. They don't. I'm kidding. But Jennifer Lawrence can pull off like the moles and owning them. Pink can pull it off. She's got them on her abs. It's not for me. I'm not cool enough.
You can still own them though.
Ew, I'm not keeping them in a bag. Just want them?
A little jar.
Anyway, happy Monday. I mean, Friday.
Happy Monday?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Okay. What is the worst show on television? 780-784-7107.
You're not allowed to text in saying Seinfeld, though. Otherwise, I'm blocking your number.
Yeah, no. That I don't think anybody would say that's their least favorite TV show.
Right, those people exist.
No. There's so many bad TV shows out there. You can't say that's the worst. No matter what.
It's brilliant is what it is.
Yeah, no, I discovered what is the worst show on TV.
I think you're wrong. It's not that bad.
It's terrible. Listen, the Kelly Clarkson show, she doesn't know how to host yet. And I understand that there's going to be a learning curve. But why wouldn't you have done that behind the scenes first? You throw her on. She's like the only one laughing at her stuff. The audience isn't laughing. She's doing that like after everything she says. Plus, she starts the show by singing karaoke. Now, this reminds me of when you go to karaoke and the host hogs the mic.
I hate that.
Right? No matter.
Especially during prime hour, like around midnight. It's like, listen, the rest of us here to perform.
Yeah.
This is not your show.
Right, but you know, I know it is Kelly Clarkson's show, but still, it's like, I don't care how good of a singer you are. Can you get to it already?
No, Kelly Clarkson, people pay money to go to her concerts. This is exciting.
She's singing other people's songs karaoke style.
That's great. I've done all that up till now. The light of day that shows me how. When the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
Change the channel.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just terrible.
We want to know what the worst television show is in your mind. And I'm going to say it, Ryder. Let's Make a Deal is the worst show on daytime television.
Get out of here.
It's terrible.
And it's funny.
The people in the audience that wear a costume.
Yeah, you're supposed to wear a costume when you go.
Go to work.
All right. Lisa. What's the worst show on television? 780-784-7107.
Matt wrote in saying RuPaul's Drag Race. I thought it was the quarter mile. I was wrong.
Not so. This text says Dr. Phil, Judge Judy, Maury Povich. Pick one. They all are just terrible.
My dad would get so mad when he'd find us girls watching Maury.
Well, I was going to say my dad would get so mad if he saw that text because he loves Judge Judy. Did you know Maury's celebrating 30 years?
Wow.
I have some of the most extreme moments from his show.
Yes, let's
here
go.
For you. Like, these are super intense.
In the case of 3-year-old Carlito, Rayshawn, you are not. Marco, you are not. In the case of 2-year-old De'Asia, Marquise, you are not. James, You are the father.
That's it. That's all the show is now.
Let's all just really think about Maury for a second. Imagine if you were that baby.
Okay.
You're probably 20 years old now.
Sure. All right.
And you find that footage of your dad being pissed off when he finds out he's your dad. Nobody ever thinks about the consequences down the road of that poor child. The dad gets up, throws a chair, goes backstage, starts pushing people.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you'd probably, 20 years after that, just be like, oh, so that's what my dad looks like.
You're right.
He left that building and never came back. 780-784-7107. We're show on TV.
Teen Mom.
Teen Mom?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, I don't know. What's good about it? It literally gives you a migraine.
Have you sat through an entire episode before because it's not made you so mad?
No, never.
Maybe
I wouldn't be here if I sat through a whole episode.
No, listen, maybe it's the kind of thing that if you did sit through a full episode, you'd really come to understand the true meaning of the show.
Possibly, but I mean, I could just turn on Jerry Springer to find that meaning.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
Right on, guys.
Cheers. Yeah, no, I still think after collecting all this evidence, nothing is as bad as the Kelly Clarkson show. What do you hide from your significant other? This could be current, maybe a relationship in the past. 780-784-7107. What do you got for us, Brown Sugar?
I'm hiding the fact that I was wearing a wig.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How do you get away with that? Eventually they have to find out, especially when they're pulling on your hair, you know.
No. I pinned that
hair
real good.
Atta girl.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate
that
it.
That's awesome. These are amazing confessions rolling in on the text line. I went on a bender last week and I ate all the Halloween candy. My wife doesn't know because I then went to Costco and restocked our supply the exact same day. That is something I would do. Whoever you are my spirit animal.
This one's cute. It says, there's a stray cat that lives in our neighborhood that my wife told me not to feed because she didn't want it coming around all the time. Whenever she leaves for work, I go out and feed the kitty.
Aww.
I have a buddy who's got like the strangest secret he has to keep.
What is it?
So he had a fair amount of money. Like he's pretty well off. And he really wanted to buy this piece of land. His wife said like, no, we don't need another piece of land. We've got this one that we got to take care of. So he went and bought it anyway because he knew it was going to increase in value, right?
Right.
Turns out this thing jumped in price like by $1 million or something, like by $600,000.
So it is benefiting her, but at the same time, he lied.
And now he's like, I don't know how to hide this amount of money from her because I can't tell her that I bought this land.
They share an account?
Well,
he must have his.
Yeah. So they have split accounts and he has this piece of land that he doesn't know what to do with. Now he wants to sell it because the time is right. Where he lives in Ontario to sell it right now.
Pretend you won the lottery.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to come clean on that one, don't you?
That's insane. I can't imagine the stress, but yet you're like doing okay.
Yeah.
But like, yet you're stressed.
I said, sell it, tell her, and then say, here's $300,000 to buy whatever you want. That's the only
way
out of it.
Here's a Land Rover. Here's a brand new vehicle. It's
G-Wagon.
Paid.
You want a G-Wagon?
G-Wagon.
What do you hide from your significant other? 780-784-7107.
I was expecting a lot of very cute responses. Liz wrote in saying, I can't hide any purchases because he checks our finances weekly, but he'll sit down and eat an entire bag of chips in one sitting, so I hide bags in the basement because I just like a couple here and there. That's cute. But then we get texts like this from Anonymous that says, I had a vasectomy 3 years ago.
What?
Got a new girlfriend. Don't know how to tell her. Dude, you have to tell her. You have to.
Yeah, or go get it reversed. I heard that's real painful, though.
I can't imagine. What's that process? I better watch a YouTube video.
I don't think you want to, especially not at work.
Okay.
780-784-7107. We got a hold of Brooke. Now, you get those boxed food deliveries, but you actually bring in your mom to cook them, and your partner doesn't know that. Why is that?
I just get help because I don't want to wreck it, and I'd rather her not see me stress out in the kitchen that everything's on fire and everything's a mess.
But your girlfriend is like convinced that you're an amazing cook.
At least edible, I would say. But yeah, she thinks it's okay. I don't know if she's being nice, but she says it's good. Like, so.
Yeah, but you didn't cook it. So you're just going to. It sounds like you're taking that compliment and like rolling with
it. I would.
Yeah, I would roll with it. She doesn't have to know. Dinner can just be ready for the next millennia.
Tell me about this Pink challenge.
Pink wants everybody to try and go one day without criticizing someone. I love this idea.
Mm-hmm. You're going to try it today.
Let's do this.
I love this idea as well.
Starting now.
Because usually it's me.
True.
Yeah.
So today is the day. I think everybody listening should try and do this challenge with me.
Mm-hmm.
Try and go the entire day without saying one negative thing about anyone.
Okay. Lisa, what's this? I have some audio that I've come across that I want to play for you.
But anything I said prior to this doesn't count.
That's fine. This is audio of other people that I know you're very fond of. Like Kathy Griffith. Is that how you say your name? Kathy Griffin?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
By the way, I still do not have one single day of paid work ahead of me for the rest of my life. Now, you tell me that's not because I'm a 58-year-old female in comedy.
Mm.
Yeah, take that, guys who make the decisions. But this movie's doing really well. It's winning awards.
58-year-old comedians that are working out there.
Are you? Name five women.
Very powerful point, hey?
Very. Yes. Go women.
Okay. Oh, speaking of women, there's another one that is all about Rider. Empowerment that I know that you love.
Who is it?
Nicole Arbour, the Canadian comedian.
It's funny, because if you list out your own problems, you realize that the only common denominator is you, which means the only person who can actually fix them is, you got it before I said it. You're smarter than you look.
Hey, what's that
what?
Noise?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so once again, Lisa.
Ryder, this is not fair.
Trying to take part in the Pink Challenge, which is going a full day without criticizing people. So I just know some of the people that she feels most strongly about, people that I'm just playing clips of here. Oh, what's this? Jojo Herbo.
No!
We literally only have like a 2-week break now. We go back to the UK in 2 weeks. Then we have about 2 months off. Then we go to Australia. And then we have 48 days off. And then I don't know what happens. I didn't say anything. Why would you think I said anything? Shh.
How you doing over there?
It's Flower Shop Friday.
This is where we prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card.
Hello, florist, can I help you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Good.
Good. Hey, can you fill out a card for me quick? I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay, just a second. Hi there, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Good. So you want to give me a message?
Mike.
Yeah?
Thanks for the invite to your Halloween party.
To your Halloween party, okay.
I'm going to dress up as the guy who's not going because your parties suck.
That's awesome. I'm going to go. Your parties suck. Okay.
And that's everything. Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, thanks for the invite to your Halloween party. I'm going to dress up as a guy that's not going because your parties suck.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll have that ready for you.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday. And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales! On Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Thank you for all the story submissions. If you have a crazy encounter involving a ghost or the paranormal, hit us up at 780-784-7107 and tell us about it. This one comes to us from Jenny, and it really tripped me out.
Okay.
My sister has a dog with a distinctive lip curl. A lip curl that we thought looked considerably like the same lip curl our deceased grandmother had. One day we were hanging out in my sister's condo and the dog was curled up in her basket in front of us. I noticed the lip curl again and jokingly asked if my sister thought our grandma Robin might have been reincarnated into our pet. We both laughed, but then the dog suddenly looked up, and the look on her face was downright weird. She was kind of tilting her head back and peering at us.
No.
Even my sister, who lives with her, said she'd never made that face before. We tried to laugh it off, and then my sister, in a not-so-serious voice, said, "Give us a sign if you're really our grandmother." The dog got up immediately and ran over and looked out of the window at the bush outside, which had a robin sitting on it. My grandma's name was Robin.
No.
After that, we pretty much forgot about it until my sister came home from work one day to find a nest of baby robins in the bush right outside her window, the same bush her dog had looked at and the robin had landed on that day. A bush that would be somewhat strange for a robin to choose for nesting, as they're solitary creatures, and this particular bush is right next to a busy condo complex on the south side. It might all be an amusing coincidence, but to be honest, I've never been a big believer in coincidences. From Jenny.
And that's when Jenny stopped letting her dog stay in the bedroom when she was with her partner. Because, like, that's weird to think about.
Grandma!
Get out of here! That's a really cool story.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Halloween hookup tips. 780-784-7107. Hit us up if you have any suggestions.
We have compiled a list of what we think will work. You don't have to take us seriously, but you never know. I think sometimes we have good advice.
Like, don't wear a lot of face makeup if you plan on getting your tongue kissing on.
Yeah, that's why I dress like a dude every year. You never know.
Yeah, I see. I wouldn't suggest that either. You know, a good tip I heard for ladies is if you have, like, curves that you want to show off, to wear light-up costumes. Things with lights on them, because then even if you're at like a dark party, people
are like, it accentuates it.
Dang.
I like that.
Yeah.
Something I thought of that could be a really good pickup line is saying something like, "Hey girl, can I be the Michael Myers to your Judith? Or your Jamie Lee Curtis?" Or is that too creepy? It might be too creepy. I think funny costumes are key. You want to make someone laugh before you even converse with them, right?
Right.
Because it shows that you have a good sense of humor, you're fun to be around.
Or hot.
Or hot. Yeah, okay. Amplify your masculinity. If you got abs, get them out. If you have a nice bum, wear some chaps.
Right. And same for girls.
Exactly. Or guys, dress like something cute. Something a girl would want to hug. You know, something furry. I think another tip is to always compliment someone on their costume. Tell them that they look good. People are proud of what they've come up with, even if it's kind of crappy. That is a great icebreaker right there. Another tip that I've thought of is go to the right party. You can't be going to your friend's house party if they're all married couples. That will be the worst night of your life.
Unless
they're into Thrinder.
If their costume is 2 out of 3.
Don't wear a mask if you're attractive. Why would you cover up a beautiful thing? But at the same time, you also want to be mysterious. Like, imagine talking to someone in a mask at the bar and they're like, "Can I buy you a drink?" And then you're like, "Yeah, obviously. Don't even care what's underneath that mask. I'll take a double vodka soda." But then they lift the mask and they have a chiseled jawline.
Right.
Bonus.
Yeah. So
okay, so that can go either way. Yeah, wear a mask.
If you're ugly, put a mask on. Nikki just hit us up and said, just a heads up, guys, if you are single and looking, it can get a little confusing out there. I went to a local bar. I was dressed as a stormtrooper. No one knew it was me. I was carrying on dancing the night away, vibing with someone dressed as Robin from Batman and Robin. Neither of us knew who each other were. About 3 songs later, he takes off his mask, and it was my ex-boyfriend I had been grinding with.
No! What a great way to rekindle a relationship. Good for you guys. When's the anniversary?
Nikki said it was mortifying, so I don't think she was pumped about that.
My biggest advice is to bring candy to the bar. One time I was dancing with a guy on the dance floor, and he pulled a cheeseburger out of his pocket, and I was like, "We're getting married." So if you have some Reese cups...
Pocket cheeseburger? That's like the lowest on the cheeseburger delicious discount. He had it in his pocket.
Anything that comes out of a pocket that has carbs, I'm in.
Gross.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.